This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. Gordon McDonald will be sworn in today as the new Chief Justice of the New Hampshire Supreme Court. For McDonald, who until recently was New Hampshire's Attorney General, this day was a long time in coming. Governor Sununu first nominated McDonald almost 2 years ago when the then democratically controlled executive council rejected McDonald. Sununu chose to leave the Chief Justice job open until a new council was selected earlier this year. Joining us now to discuss McDonald's move to the court is NHPR's senior political reporter, Josh Rogers. Morning, Josh.
Good morning, Rick.
So today is the day for Gordon McDonald. The court has been operating without a chief justice for some time now. What does his arrival mean?
Well, at a minimum, it means the Supreme Court will have a full bench of five justices. It also means the court system as a whole will have an administrator. One role the chief justice has is overseeing the entire court system. And you know, COVID's put more stress on the court system. There's a big jury trial backlog. There are other access questions, really system-wide, some longstanding that Gordon McDonald will likely have a big say over. You know, but as far as what he does on the bench itself, ruling on cases, it's a little harder to say. Gordon McDonald's obviously never been a judge before. It's fair to call his personal politics conservative based on his involvement in electoral politics. He was also the founder of the New Hampshire chapter of the Federalist Society in 2013. So there's that we can go on. You know, as we recall, Gordon McDonald's conservative views, including on abortion, were raised by Democrats during his confirmation. And given the current U.S. Supreme Court and with the GOP legislature now considering abortion limits, it's really not inconceivable that issues touching abortion could end up in state courts. McDonald has said he considers Roe versus Wade settled law, but little other than that, and his past work for politicians hostile to abortion rights is known on that front.
But what about potential cases that he may rule on? Do you know what's on the docket for the state Supreme Court?
Well, I mean, there's a list of accepted cases, but as far as his big matters, one thing that could come to the surface on McDonald's watch are voting issues. The U.S. Supreme Court saying that political gerrymandering is permitted could mean that state courts will be busier on that front than they have been. 2020 is a redistricting year in New Hampshire. Republicans want maps that favor their party. That mix could put the matter in state courts. You know, we don't really know what's going to come in terms of many individual cases, but talking to lawyers across the political spectrum about Gordon McDonald, and pretty much all of them will say they respect his intellect and see him as being a scrupulous person ethically.
Well, McDonald has been attorney general for 5 years. That office does get involved with lots of cases that do end up before the Supreme Court. McDonald has said that he'll recuse himself from matters touched by the office during his tenure. What are the implications of that?
Well, some lawyers and judicial ethicists I've spoken with think McDonald's recusal issues are really, you know, kind of pedestrian, the sorts of things that judges all over the place face all the time. Others think significant issues could crop up for some years, given how many issues the attorney general's office touches that end up in the Supreme Court. And, you know, it's worth remembering that major public policy does get made in New Hampshire via court decision. You can think of school funding. Gordon McDonald will certainly be sitting out that stuff for a while, given the attorney general's office involvement in the current school funding case before the court. There will be cases regarding policing that could shape the policy landscape here. McDonald's likely going to be off a lot of those, perhaps because of the AG's involvement in some matters. But there's also McDonald's role on Governor Sununu's law enforcement reform task force, which he helped lead. That could take him out of lots of issues regarding policing as well.
I know, Josh, that you've talked to a lot of New Hampshire lawyers. What do local members of the state bar expect from a McDonald court?
Well, you know, as you might expect, it kind of depends on who you ask. But while McDonald's politics, you know, real and perceived, were a lightning rod during the confirmation process, McDonald is pretty popular within the New Hampshire bar, and he's generally seen as a collegial person, which is something to remember when it comes to the New Hampshire Supreme Court, that rulings tend to be by consensus. Unanimous rulings are the norm. Dissents are quite rare, and few watchers of the court I've spoken with expect that to change once Gordon McDonald starts hearing cases. You know, some lawyers do expect McDonald, the administrator, to have a pretty immediate effect based on his work raising money for legal services for the indigent. Gordon McDonald does seem sensitive to issues of court access. Some lawyers I've spoken with hope he takes steps to boost access to services, maybe try to bump up resources in clerk's offices, for instance, to make it easier for citizens who don't have lawyers to navigate the system. One thing that does seem pretty certain is that McDonald's relationship with Governor Sununu, they've worked closely for years now, could help the court when it comes to expediting the filling of court vacancies, for instance, when it comes to court budgets. That's something to watch. But, regardless of what happens once McDonald's joins the court, the Supreme Court, is going to have Governor Sununu's imprint on it for some time. When McDonald takes a seat on the bench as chief, the governor will have now appointed three of the five justices, and that's, pretty rare for any New Hampshire governor.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Josh.
You're welcome, Rick.
NHPR's Josh Rogers. It's Morning Edition from NHPR.